are talking about code name I am. And you know, as I was studying about this series, I realized, you know, one thing, that God is so big and I cannot box God in just one attribute. And even if we have the whole year to talk about who God is, it's still not going to be enough. Ganun po kalaki at katindi yung Diyos na sinaserve natin. Are you here with me? You know, first week we talked about God is omniscient or God is all-knowing. He knows everything. Even the very things that are yet to be discovered, He knows it already. He knows you even before you were born. God knows it that you'll be coming here, that you will be attending this service, that you will be studying in that school. God knows it. Okay? And another, God is omnipresent. God is omnipresent. It means He is everywhere. It means you will never be alone. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, hindi ka na mag-iisa. Sino sa inyo rito, may katabi kang mukhang feeling niya mag-isa lang siya. Ayan. Sino, hindi totoo yan. That is a lie. Okay? You will never be alone because God will always be with you. He is everywhere. So kung feeling mo, mag-isa ka lang, that's a lie from the enemy. You will always have God. Today, we will be talking about another attribute of God. He is immutable. Grabe, no? Ang lalim, ano ba yung immutable? When you say God is immutable, He is unchanging. Hindi nagbabago. Sino rito may katabi kang mukhang nagbago na? Ay, oo nga, dati okay siya, ngayon hindi na. Ganyan. Last week, okay naman yung amoy niya, but ngayon iba na. Nagbago po. Okay. You know, as I start this, I'd like to ask you this question, and I want you to share your answer with your seatmate. Okay? What is the happiest or unforgettable experience? Yung masaya ha, hindi embarrassing. Okay? Happy, yes. Most unforgettable experience na sana hindi ka na umalis dun sa situation, lagi na lang ganun. Okay? Sa buhay mo. Okay? Please share your answer with your seatmate. And later we'll ask some of you. Dapat nagsishare lahat, ha? Okay, yung isa naman. Yung kabila naman, baka puro na lang ikaw. Meron din yung happy moment. Okay? Share lang. Sige. You have at least 20 seconds to share. Sige lang. Ipagpatuloy nyo lang yan. Ten seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Shh. Okay, everyone. Ngayon, I'd like you to share not your answer, but the answer of your seatmate. Okay lang ba yun? So, itaas mo yung kamay mo kung gusto mo i-share. Ay, sige. Napaka-passionate naman ito. Okay, may mic dito. Oh, sige. Anong pangalan ng katabi mo?
Nathan.
Ah, sige. Ang saya mo ah. Okay. Ano ang sagot ni Nathan?
Yung nakilala daw niya si Patricia sa buhay niya.
Nakilala niya si Patricia. Andito ba siya? Andito ba si Patricia? Ha? Pero wala si Patricia dito. Okay. Mas magiging masaya yan pag nandito na siya. Diba? Another! Dito naman. Oh, dun sa likod. Sige, kuya. Ikaw yung pinakali... Ayan. Nesha. Ayan. Sige. Grabe. Ang saya ng mga umate ng 7 p.m. Okay. Anong name ng katabi mo, hindi ay, ikaw.
Ay, yung katabi ko po si ano yan, si Sir Manuel Inayod po siya.
Sir, wow! Ano ba yan? Ano siya, parang dugong bugaw may sir dapat sa simula.
Ano po
sir.
Siya, isang English teacher.
Ah, okay. So, akala ko parang isang mga England, sir. Laging may gano'n.
So, okay. He's been a very great English teacher to us. Tapos, yung ano niya, yung pinaka-memorable and unforgettable experience niya is yung dedication ng mga students niya last meeting nung birthday niya. Kasi talaga, super effort.
Grabe. Nakaka-touch naman. Thank you so much, sir. Okay? Last one. Last one. Girl naman, girl. Oh, sige, ikaw yun. Sige, sige. Ah, ikaw, ikaw. Okay, anong pangalan nung katabi mo? Ha? Ah? Gab. Okay, sige. Ano ang sagot ni Gab?
Happiest mo... Ay, joke lang. Happiest moment niya daw po nung nakita niya si Grayson Chance nung album launch niya.
Ah!
Grayson diba? Here.
Nag-launch ba sila nung album launch niya? No, joke lang. Anyway, thank you so much for your answer. You know, as I was doing this question, okay, syempre, sumasagot, gusto ko rin sumagot, di ba? You know, as I was thinking of what to answer, I remember when I was younger, okay, probably when I was in high school, meron akong unforgettable or happy moments with my family. Kasi ngayon, hiwa-hiwalay na eh. Mom ko nasa States, yung dad ko is in the province, sister ko is married, so talagang may kanya-kanya na kaming buhay. But I will always be happy and I will always remember that moment when every Wednesday, we will have a movie time. So meron kaming every Wednesday na pagka 8 o'clock na, nasa room na kami ng parents ko, and then we will just watch a movie, and then hanggang gabi na yon kakain kami ng chips, okay, inom kami ng kung ano-ano juice doon, and it will just be something that I will always look forward to every week. And sino sa inyo rito, you wish that somehow yung sinagot nyo kanina, sana lagi na lang ganun. Meron ba? Sana lagi na lang may ano, may dedication sa birthday mo, 'di ba? Araw-araw may binabasa kang dedication, 'di ba? Tapos yung nakilala mo si Patricia, sana hindi na umalis yung araw na mawala si Patricia sa buhay mo, 'di ba? Sino sa inyo rito, meron kayong wish na sana yung sinagot nyo, hindi na magbago yun na lang at yun para maging masaya ka lagi. Ah, okay. Ang daming emo, no? You know what? Okay naman yun. That is something that I believe probably it would make us happy, but it will be impossible because sadly, there will always be and there should always be a change. Laging may pagbabago. And sabi nga ni Herakleitos, I saw in the internet, that the only thing that is constant in this world is change. Okay, whether you like it or not, things, people, situations, relationships, it will change. Okay, I'll just give you a trivia. Did you know that in 1500s, there were no books that were published yet? Mula nung unang panahon hanggang 1500s, wala pong mga book na na-publish ever. Meron mga writer, pero it was not published. Pero nung 1900s, there were about 35,000 books that was published that year. And each year, 35,000 until 1995, there were about 500,000 books na na-publish. So if you will see, there is a big leap or probably discrepancy. Sobrang laki ng pinagbago. Another is yung speed ng mga sasakyan. Noong 1800s, yung sumasakay sa kabayo, yan pa lang yung pinakamabilis. It could run at least 20 miles per hour. But eventually, natalo siya ng train. Okay? Noong 1952, okay, 100 miles per hour. Eventually, yung plane, yung airplane, okay, natalo niya yung train. Because it can run, it can fly in a speed of 700 miles per hour. Pero walang sinabi lahat yan sa isang rocket ship where it could fly in a speed of 20,000 miles per hour. So if you will see, one thing that is common is it's always changing. It's always changing. Imaginin mo kung lahat ng sasakyan ngayon, 20 miles per hour pa din. Diba? Bago ka pumasok ng school, tapos na yung klase mo. Bago ka makarating ng school, wala na yung prof. Diba? Not just that, but even in our lives, yung hairstyle, diba? Dati, uso yung kimpi. Yung kala mo, dumaan yung parang yan yung ginano ni Moses, yung Red Sea. Diba? Biglang nahati. Diba? Ngayon, iba na. Okay? Isa yan sa mga hairstyle, may iba rin. So, there are a lot of changes today. Diba? Can you imagine, tingin mo yung katabi mo kung kimpi pa rin yan? Diba? Nakakatawa kaya? As may katabi ka, walang kimpi pa rin, no? Magbago ka na. Nagbago na lahat yung buhok mo, hindi pa din. Diba? Anyway, another is yung fashion. Diba dati, uso yung elephant? Yung sobrang, yung kasya ka sa buong isang, ano, isang leg. Tapos pag nag-alakad ka, kala mo, ba't ang linis ng place na to? Diba? Napunta na lahat pala sa pants mo. Naging slash walis. Okay, walis na sa shawl. Walis. Okay? Yung pantalon mo ngayon, sobrang hapit na. Diba? Yung pag may nilagay kang coin sa likod ng bulsa mo, alam nila kung anong date ng coin. Basang-basa sa sobrang sikip ng pants mo. Pag umuwi ka nga eh, te, patulong, tatlo na yung tumutulong sa'yo para matanggal lang, di pa rin, pawis na sila sa sobrang sikip ng pantalon mo. Okay? Not just that, but even relationships nowadays change. Diba? Dati, mag-best friend kayo. Excited ka lagi pumasok. Diba? Kaya lang, nagkaroon ng sigalot. Okay? Nalaman niya na may gusto ka pala sa kanya. So kung dati best friends kayo, ngayon, enemies na. Diba? Dati, pinapansin ka ng crush mo. Ngayon, hindi na. Kasi alam niya may gusto ka na sa kanya. Dati, ikaw yung naghahabol. Oo. Ngayon, ikaw nang hinahabol. Diba? Nang aso. Kasi nandun ko lagi sa bahay nila. Nakatambay ka. Bumili na sila ng aso para habulin ka. Okay? And even with the way we live. Diba? Nung high school ka, kahit na hindi ka pumasok, kahit mag-absent ka, kahit na matulog ka lang sa classroom nyo, papasa ka. Pero nung college ka na, di ba, kailangan mo na mag-aral, medyo terror na yung prof, di ba, ang hirap na nung mga subjects, di ba, nagbabago lahat. Minsan nga ba nag-e-exam ka, yung katabi mo, kinopyahan mo, sobrang secured ka kasi alam mo na tama yun. E pagtingin mo bago magbasa, nagbago siya ng sagot. Di ba? Patay. Bagsak ang grade mo. Okay? Not just that. May mga iba sa atin dito, dati, hindi ka masyadong, hindi mo, wala kang care sa itsura mo kahit na bagbagong gising ka. Tapos inutusan ka ng nanay mo. Diba? Talagang, kung ano itsura mo nung gumising, yun din yung itsura mo paglabas. Wala kang pakialam. Pero ngayon, hindi ka na makakalabas nang hindi ka nag-aayos. Diba? Yung nanay mo, tapos na magtanghalian, ikaw hindi pa bumibili ng pinapabili niya. Tapos tuwan-tuwa yung mga kasabay mo sa jeep. Bakit? Sa sobrang lakas ng pabango mo, pati sila damay. Yes! Hindi ako nakapagpabango. Buti na lang, andyan siya. Diba? So may pagbabago. Dati naman, wala kang pakialam sa ganun. Dati naman, kahit ano lang, okay lang. Pero even ikaw, may pagbabago na din. Diba? Hindi lang naman yung paligid natin yung nagbabago eh. Hindi lang naman yung relationships. Aminin mo sa sarili mo na ikaw, may mga bagay na rin na nagbago sa'yo. Tama? Yes. And because change is inevitable, there will always be uncertainties, there will always be fear, and even worry. Kasi hindi mo alam kung ano mangyayari. Naku, paano kaya pag nangyari ito? Magbabago na naman. Paano pag hindi niya na ako nagustuhan? Paano na lang ako? Paano na lang kapag nag-iba yung grades ko? Paano na lang yung buhay ko? Wala na akong future. Diba? And since change is inevitable, laging merong pressure. Laging merong uncertainty. And did you know that one of the most common causes of stress is change? Maraming tao, they're really stressed. It's because of changes in their lives. Probably in their relationships, with their situation, with their status in life, nagbabago. Kaya personally, they are very stressed. And ang tanong, kung yung relationship hindi constant, ibig sabihin, yung mga kaibigan mo ngayon, possible na darating talaga yung araw na kahit na gusto nyong magkakasama palagi, darating at darating yung time na maghihiwa-hiwalay din kayo. Siyempre naman, mag-aasawa ka din, siya din, di ba? Eh siyempre naman, ayaw mo naman na habang buhay, dalawa kayo lalaki, di ba? Tayo lang habang buhay. Iba na yan. Di ba? Since relationships are not constant, your physical attributes, okay, ibig sabihin, maganda ka ngayon, di ba? Pag dumadaan ka sa classroom or sa hallway, nagtitilian lahat, di ba? Ang ingay, andyan na siya, di ba? Ikaw, sanay na sanay ka. Eh, dating yung time na hindi naman magiging ganyan palagi. Eh, paano pag nag-iba na yung itsura mo? Di ba? So, magiging stress ka ba? You know, another thing is, maybe your reputation, your image. Sobrang cool ka kasi sa school eh. Pag wala ka, ramdam ng lahat. Feel. Di ba? Eh, paano pag nagtrabaho ka na, hindi na ganyan yung image mo? So, wala na, hindi ka na rin excited pumasok. You know, since everything is not constant, the question is there anything, okay, constant in this world that I can hold on to? Kaya ka naman kasi nasa stress is because feeling mo kailangan mong gawin lahat ng dinedemand ng world. Kaya pag may nagbago na naman, magbabago ka na naman. Bagong phone. Diba? Bagong damit. E paano kung hindi mo na kayang sumunod? Paano hindi ka na cool? So what will happen to you? Okay? Instead of looking and even going towards those things that you think will make you happy or will make you satisfied and secured, you should hold on to that one thing, one person that will never change, that is constant. Yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, God said to the Israelites, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. I'll explain kung ano lang tong verse na to. This was the time when Israelites were not faithful to God. They were not following the commands of God. They were going to church, pero routine na lang. Hindi nila ramdam talaga. Parang pag Friday, pupunta kayo. Parang ganun na. Naging ganun na yung Israelite. Tapos, they don't tithe. It means, ninanakawan nila si Lord. Hindi nila binibigay yung para kay God. Pero even with those things, sabi ni God, I, the Lord, do not change. You know, one thing with God is, even if you're unfaithful, He is always faithful. Even if you're always changing, He will never change. And even if you don't have any clue that you are hurting God, God will always love you. Yung pong mga Israelite, they were not just disobeying God, they were clueless that they were disobeying God. Kasi pag binasa mo yung verses na yan further in your Bible, tinanong ng mga Israelite, how do we rob you? Paano ka namin ninanakawan? And then kailangan pang sabihin ni Lord, because you rob me in your tithe and in your offering. Nagulat pa sila. Okay? And even, you know, a lot of times, di ba masakit yun? Yung nasaktan ka, tapos hindi pala alam nung nakasakit sa'yo na nasaktan mo siya. So tuloy lang ang buhay niya, ikaw nagdadamdam ka. Di ba? So, you know what? Si God, even though if He's hurt, His relationship towards you, the way He cares for you, it will never change. Hindi nakadepende kung ano yung relationship mo towards Him. Now, it's interesting in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, how God introduced Himself to Moses. Ito yung time na inutusan ni God si Moses na pumunta sa Egypt so that He will free the Israelites from slavery. And then tinanong ni Moses, Lord, pag tinanong ako nung Pharaoh, anong sasabihin ko kung sino nagpadala sa akin? Sabi niya, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. Pag sinabi mo kasing I am, it's always present. Okay? If you will read that, there was never a time that God said, I was or I will be. God will always be I am. God will always be constant. God will always remain true. God will always be faithful. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, grabe, naging faithful si God sa akin before, pero ngayon, hindi na. He is always faithful. He will always remain loving. He will always remain caring towards you. Ganun po katinda yung Diyos na sinaserve natin. And here are some of the misconceptions of God being unchanging. Since God is unchanging, people think that God is boring. Diba? Kunwari, pag pumupunta kayo sa service, imaginein mo kung isang taon, ito lang yung background natin. Tapos yung praise and worship ng kanta, four songs, every week, yun at yun din. Yung pag kinanta mo, ayan na naman. Di ba medyo magiging parang in a way, boring. Kaya pag may mga bagong pakulo, pag may special number dito, kapag iba yung song, parang may part sa'yo na, wow, fresh. Kasi bago eh. Di ba? For some women, di ba? Kung imagine mo kung yung hair mo, mula nung pinanganak ka hanggang ngayon, ganun pa rin. Di ba? Ayaw mo naman, you always want change. Why? Because sometimes people perceive changes as something that is fresh. Pag may changes, may excitement. But you know, for some people, since they think and realize that God is unchanging, they also perceive God as boring or predictable. Ah, oo, lagi namang loving si God. Ah, oo, lagi namang understanding si God. Yes, God may be unchanging. God is immutable, but He is also unfathomable. When you say unfathomable, there will never come a time that you will be able to explain and understand God. If you think today that you know God already, then you're wrong. There will never come a day and time in your life that you'll be able to say, I know and I can explain everything about God. You will run out of time explaining who God is. He is so big. He's so vast. Even if you spend your whole lifetime reading your Bible and praying, there will always be a side of God that you wouldn't know. That's why it's so, kumbaga, ano eh, exciting mag-walk kay God. Because He's unpredictable. You will never be able to know kung ano talaga. God will tell you a bit from time to time, this is what's gonna happen. But you, pag sinabi ni God sa'yo kung sino siya, mababaliw ka. Your mind is not capable of understanding. Our minds are not capable of understanding who God is. If you try to understand who God is, it's like a three-year-old boy studying calculus. Baka possible pa nga eh, sa isang three-year-old kung genius siya. Pero even if you're the most intelligent person in the world, you will never be able to fathom who God is. Another misconception about God is God changes for the better or for the worse. Meaning, kung hindi okay yung situation mo ngayon, magiging better din si God. Siguro hindi okay masyado si God ngayon sa buhay mo, so magiging mas better siya bukas. Or maybe hindi ka okay ngayon, tapos sinasabi mo, grabe, dati, okay naman kami ni God. Siguro nagbago si God, nagtampo siya sa akin. Siguro nagtampo siya kasi hindi ako nagbasa ng Bible, kaya naging worse yung situation ko ngayon. No. Okay? God will never change for the better because He is already perfect. Okay? From the very beginning that was this earth, okay, was created, He is already perfect. Wala po siyang kulang. And He can never change for the worse. Why? Because if He changes for the worse, then that will mean that He is not God. You know, someone asked me, if God created the world, then who created God? Have you ever asked that question? You know, when I was asked that question, you know, I was somehow confused. But then I realized, God was never created. Because if God was created, kung may nag-create din kay God, malamang yun yung God. But the fact that God is the creator of everything, then si God, He cannot change. Pag binasa mo yung Bible, He is the beginning and He is the end. The reason why He cannot change, why He cannot perish, why He will last, is because wala po siyang simula at wala siyang katapusan. That is the kind of God that we are worshiping and we are serving. And if you understand, okay, the immutability of God, okay, you will see the importance of it. So here are some of the three things or important things of God's immutability or hindi nagbabago si God. Una, since God is unchanging, His character is consistent. Anong ibig sabihin yan? Sino sa inyo rito meron kayong close na mga tao sa buhay nyo? Yan. Okay? Sino sa inyo rito, yung mga nagtaas, kaya mo naisip yung tao na yan, kasi sobrang bait niya, sobrang na-encourage kapag kasama mo siya. Meron ba? Ayan. Okay? Siguro yung iba sa inyo rito, ang nauna nyong naisip, yung nanay mo o yung parents mo. Diba? Na naging nandyan. Diba? But even you have the most loving parent, mom and dad in the world. Diba? Na laging nandyan, nakikinig. Diba? Parang sponge, ina-accept lang lahat. May mga times din na aramalait yan. Diba? So in short, may changes pa din with the character. Even with your best friend. Diba? Napakabait niyang best friend mo. Pero may mga time din na moody yan. May mga time din na bad trip yan kasama. May mga time din na hindi mo siya ma-explain. Nagbabago, minsan masungit, minsan mabait, minsan di nagsasalita, minsan masaya, nagjo-joke, minsan naman nasa isang sulok lang. Diba? It's always unpredictable. Okay? Even yung ano mo, yung ka-MU mo ngayon. Diba? Tuwan-tuwa ka kasi sobrang sweet niyan. As in, araw-araw, meron kang regalo. Araw-araw, meron kang chocolate, choknat, di ba? Meron kang flowers, may teddy bear, di ba? Pero, darating din yung time na hindi yan magiging sweet. Darating din yung time na parang, bakit nagbago na siya? Akala ko love niya ako. Pero bakit parang hindi na? Diba? You know what? Even if you think of the most perfect person in the world, that you think it that person will not change, that person's character will still change. And you know what? Hindi ganun si Lord. God is not like your friends. That most perfect person that you have ever thought of, God is not even close to that person that you thought of. You know, one thing with God, He never improves. Baka magiging mas okay pa si God bukas. No, He doesn't improve because He is already perfect. And pag sinabi mong yung character ni God is always, consistent, it means God will always care for you. Whatever happens, even if you don't care for Him back, even if you forgot everything that He told you, He will always care for you. When you say His character is consistent, He will always seek relationship with you. Lagi kang ipo-person ni Lord, kahit na tinatakbuhan mo siya. He will always forgive when you ask for forgiveness. If that is true repentance, God will always forgive. There will never come a time na siguro itong sin na to okay pa, pero pag itong sin na to baka hindi na. God is not like that. He will always be consistent in His character that He is forgiving. God will always defend, protect, and shield you. There will never come a time na God will abandon you or He will leave you. Kay God, walang bad day. Di ba minsan sa nanay mo kapag magpapaalam ka, medyo tsumetsyempo ka pa parang, ay mukhang bad trip si nanay, mamaya na lang. O kaya hingi ka ng baon kasi manonood kayo ng sine. Eh kaya lang parang ang dami namang babayaran na bill, gumagalong-galing nanay mo sa table, di ba? Naku, mukhang bad timing ah. Di ba? Ayoko na lumapit, mamaya na lang pag medyo nanonood na siya ng mga teleserye para masaya, di ba? Pero kay God, there is never a bad day. It means you can always approach Him. It means you can always tell Him everything that you can ever think of. Even your hurts, even the very things that you feel like parang hindi bagay sabihin kay God, you can always tell Him. And He will always listen. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, as I was doing this preaching, you know, the words never and always can only be associated with God's character. That's one thing I realize. You know, God will always be loving. He will never be, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin God is sometimes loving. Probably your friends are sometimes loving, but God will always be loving. God will never leave you. Hindi, God will sometimes be with you, but sometimes He will leave you. No, God will never leave you. God will always be there for you. God will always believe in you. Walang sometimes sa attributes ni God. It's always the word always. Are you here with me? Second thing, since God is unchanging, His promises are sure. Sino sa inyo rito meron nang nag-promise sa inyong tao? Tapos, sobrang natuwa ka na nag-promise siya. Diba? Sino sa inyo rito napangakuan ka na ikaw lang habang buhay? Tapos, isang linggo pa lang ang dumaraan, dalawa na kayo. Dalawa pala kayong binigyan niya ng promise. Sino sa inyo rito na promise ng ibibigay niya lahat sa iyo, pati buwan at mga bituin? Ni pamasahe nga sa jeep, di kanya mailibre. Ano pa ba naman yung buwan at bituin? Di ba? Or maybe your parents. Okay? Lahat naman tayo proud sa mga parents natin, di ba? Pero may mga times din that our parents, okay, nagbigay ng promise, tas umasa ka, tapos hindi naman natupad. Meron bang ganon? Hindi ko ito sineshare para magalit kayo sa mga parents nyo. Okay? I'm just making a point that even though your parents are the most perfect people in the world, they will still change. Or they cannot be equal to the unchanging nature of God. Yung victory group leader mo, sabi ng victory group leader mo, lagi lang akong nandyan para sa'yo. Eh, sino sa inyo rito? Minsan yung victory group leader mo, wala naman. Okay lang yan. Alam niyo bakit? Kasi hindi sila si God. Kasi kung lagi silang nandyan, baka siya si God. Diba? Tanungin mo, ikaw yung po ba si Lord? Patingin nga po ng kamay, may butas. Diba? Wala namang butas yan. It means hindi yan si Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, this was one of the last letters of Paul to Timothy. He was in a prison cell in Rome, and he was about to be executed. He wrote this letter to Timothy. He said, "If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself." Paul was talking about the faithfulness of God. Imagine a guy in prison about to be executed, and he was talking about the faithfulness of God. The promise of God. Kasi sa utak ni Paul, yung body ko lang yung mamamatay. But God promised that when I accept Him, I will be in heaven for eternity. That's what's inside Paul's... Yun yung nasa loob ng utak ni Paul. English eh. Sabi niya, hindi eh. Sometimes we limit God or God's promises kung ano lang yung pwede mong makuha sa mundo na to. Hindi mo alam yung promise na nag-wait sa'yo is bigger and better, which is at eternal life with God. So you have to be secured. So okay lang mag-trust kay God. Why? Because His promises are always true and sure. So when God says He will provide for your family, He will. When God says you have a great future ahead of you, you will have. When God says He will reconcile your family back, He will do it. If He claims that promise, He will do it. We are not serving a God that is a liar. Hindi po sinungaling yung Diyos na sinaserve natin. So if you are secure that God made that promise to you, hang on to those because God is yet to fulfill those promises. Tuto pa rin yan ni Lord. So maybe right now, may mga sinulat ka dati sa notebook mo, na feeling mo, nakalimutan na ni Lord. Hindi po totoo yan. God has overcome the world, thus He overcame everything and your promises will be fulfilled. You know, in John 16, verse 33, ito yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa mga disciples. Sabi niya, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Hindi naman niya sinabing magiging maayos ang buhay nila eh. Actually, of all the disciples, 10 out of 11 of them were, they were killed. They were persecuted. Some of them were killed by the sword. Okay, some of them were really sobrang matinding nangyari. You will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. A lot of times, we focus on the word trouble. Ay, siguro hindi na mangyayari yung promise. Kasi ito na yung nangyayari eh. Ay, siguro yung pranangako ni God, nakalimutan niya na yun. Kasi ito na oh, pangit na nang nangyayari sa buhay ko. Pero nakakalimutan natin yung another part, which is it says there, He has overcome everything. So if He has overcome death for you to have an eternal life, then those promises that God made for you, it will always be there. You just have to be patient and trusting, and you will have those promises. Amen? Last thing, since God is unchanging, His love for you will never diminish. In short, hindi magfluctuate. In short, hindi oonte. In short, hindi dadami kasi talagang madami na. Sobra-sobra na. In short, hindi nakadepende yung pagmamahal ni God sa'yo dahil sa ginagawa mo. Example, hindi ka nakapag-church. Mas 30% love ka lang ni God. And nagbasa ka ng Bible mo ngayon. Ang dami mong binasa, buong Genesis binasa mo. Diba? So yung love ni God sa'yo umakyat ng 90%. So you see, when you have that perspective, you will have this performance mentality. You will try to win God's love. Ay, para mas maging mahal ako ni God, gagawin ko to. Kasi pag hindi ko to ginawa, baka hindi niya ako mahal ni Lord. You know what? There is nothing that you can do for God to love you less. Okay? Wala ka nang pwedeng magawa na hindi ka mamahalin ni God. And there's also nothing that you have done sa that God will love you more. In short, walang kinalaman yung performance mo, walang kinalaman yung ginagawa mo dahil sa pagmamahal ni God. It's never dependent on you. His love for you remains, and His love for you is always because of His nature that He is loving and He is unchanging. Are you here with me? In Romans chapter 8, verse 35 up to 39, it says there, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, you are more than a conqueror. Verse 38, for I am convinced, can you go back? I was reading verse 38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers. Next verse, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It means, wala pong pwedeng makapaghiwalay sa atin sa pagmamahal ni God. Not even your sins. Not even your shortcomings. In Romans, he says, while you were still a sinner, He died for you. Can you imagine that? Minsan, hiyang-iyaka pumunta kay God kasi nag-sin ka. Kasi feeling mo, hindi ka na mahal ni God, hindi ka na matatanggap ni God. Hello, namatay nga siya sa kasalanan mo nung hindi mo pa siya mahal eh. How much more today that you have a relationship with Him? His love for you will never diminish. Hindi siya mag-fluctuate. It will always remain. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That's why you can put your trust in Him. That is why you can hold on to Him. That is why you can be secured with Him. Because you know that He is and He will never change. God is immutable, therefore you can put your trust in Him. Hindi nagbabago yung Diyos na sinaserve natin. Kung ngayon, okay ka pa rin. Not because of the situations. May mga situation na hindi magiging okay. Pero our relationship is never defined by the situations in our life. Our relationship with God is defined with what He did for us when He purchased our sins on the cross, when He died for our sins. Doon kasi nakadepende yung relationship natin kay God eh. Hindi na magbabago, hindi na pwedeng bumalik yung oras na hindi siya namatay kasi namatay na siya, nabuhay na nga ulit eh. So if you're thinking, hindi na kami close ni God kasi nangyari to, hindi nga nakadepende yung relationship mo sa pangyayari. Yung relationship mo sa Kanya nakadepende sa ginawa niya 2,000 years ago when He died for you. That's why you can always call on Him. That's why you can always approach Him, whether you're happy, you're sad, whatever your feelings are. You can always approach Him. You can be secured of Him because He is unchanging. He will never change. That's the kind of God we are serving. Amen? Can I ask everyone to stand up? And ask the music team to please go on stage. I'd like to pray for some of us. Would you all close your eyes and bow your heads as I pray? Lord, we thank You, Father, for You are immutable. You are unchanging, God. Lord, sabi kanina, the only constant thing in this world is change. Lord, we say that the only constant person in this world is You. That is why we can put our trust in You. That is why we can just worship You, God. That is why we can be secured. That is why we can just, you know, be calm even in situations that are uncontrollable. I'd like to pray for some of you. Maybe something happened in your life. You have a relationship with God, pero may mga things na nangyari, situations that somehow you feel like parang hindi na pareho si Lord. Nagbago kaya si Lord sa akin? Bakit parang hindi na nagiging okay katulad nung dati? Or another group of people, pagpe-pray ako ng sabay, is maybe there are promises of God in your life that sobrang excited ka nung binigay ni God yung promise na yan. Pero years pass, months pass, you feel like hindi naman nangyayari eh. So siguro hindi na mangyayari. So siguro hindi na talaga totoo pa rin to ni Lord. You know, when God makes promises, He will always be faithful in fulfilling those promises. All you need to do is to trust. All you need to do is to put your hope in Him. If that is you, any of those two I mentioned, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Lord, You see these hands. More than that, You see their hearts. But I pray today, You secure them, Father, of who You are. Lord, secure them, God, that You are unchanging. Situations may change. We may change. But You will always remain the same. Lord, secure them na hindi ka katulad naming mga tao na laging nagbabago. Lord, give us that revelation that You are so and You are far different compared to us. And I pray that as we understand that, Lord, we will always cling on to You. We will always hold on to you knowing that you are unchanging. And for those people probably that received a promise years ago, I pray that you renew those promises, God. Lord, you rekindle their hearts today. Lord, may you increase their faith. Lord, may you put fire in their hearts that, Lord, they will once again believe you, knowing that you are an unchanging God. I pray, Father, that you will secure them, that what you have started in their life, you are faithful in completing it, Father. Secure them that when you promise that you will provide for them, you will. Lord, secure them that when you said you will never leave them, you won't. I pray, God, that you hold their hands today, hold their hearts. Secure them, Father, of who you are. Can we all worship God?